Hello and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important and genuinely fascinating topics in the entire course, computational thinking. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need. We'll cover the core concepts, work through exam technique, tackle common mistakes, and finish with a quickfire quiz to test yourself. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Section 1. Core Concepts. Computational thinking is the foundation of everything in computer science. It's the way that computer scientists approach and solve problems. Think of it as a toolkit, a set of mental strategies that help you break down any problem and design a solution that a computer can actually carry out. There are four key pillars, but for your GCSE, the two most heavily examined are decomposition and abstraction. Let's look at each one. Decomposition. This simply means breaking a complex problem down into smaller, more manageable subproblems. Imagine you've been asked to build a school management system. That's enormous. Where do you even start? Well, you decompose it. You break it into a login system, a timetable module, a homework tracker, a messaging system. Then each of those breaks down further. Login becomes create an account, verify a user, log out. Each tiny piece is now something a programmer can actually tackle. Examiners love decomposition questions. You might be given a scenario and asked to identify the subproblems. Always think, what are the distinct tasks this system needs to do? Abstraction. This is about removing unnecessary detail and focusing only on what matters for the problem you're solving. Here's a great analogy. Think about a map. A real city has thousands of details. Every building, every tree, every lamppost. But a tube map, like the London Underground map, strips all of that away. It only shows you the stations and the lines connecting them. That's abstraction. You've removed the irrelevant detail to make the problem easier to understand and solve. In programming, when you create a variable called speed to represent a car's velocity, you're abstracting away all the physics of how the car actually moves. Examiners will ask you to identify what has been abstracted in a given scenario, or to explain why abstraction is useful. The key phrase to use is, it removes unnecessary detail, making the problem easier to model and solve. Now let's talk about algorithms. An algorithm is simply a set of step-by-step instructions to solve a problem. You need to be able to write algorithms using three key constructs: sequence, selection, and iteration. Sequence is just steps in order. Do this, then do that. Selection is making a decision. If this is true, do one thing. Otherwise, do another. That's your if statements. And iteration is repeating steps, your loops, your for loops and while loops. You need to be comfortable writing algorithms in both pseudocode and as flowcharts. Remember, flowcharts use specific shapes: ovals for start and end, rectangles for processes, diamonds for decisions, and parallelograms for input and output. Don't mix these up. Examiners will penalize you for using the wrong shape. Trace tables. A trace table is a way of manually tracking the values of variables as an algorithm runs, step by step. You'll be given an algorithm and asked to complete a trace table showing what each variable holds at each stage. The key tip here is be systematic. Go through the algorithm one line at a time. Don't try to jump ahead. And make sure you include every variable. Candidates often lose marks by forgetting to track one of them. If a variable hasn't been assigned a value yet, leave that cell blank. Don't write zero unless the algorithm actually sets it to zero. Error types. You need to know the difference between three types of errors. First, syntax errors. These are mistakes in the grammar of the code. Things like missing brackets, misspelled keywords, or incorrect punctuation. The program won't even run if there's a syntax error. Second, logic errors. The program runs, but it gives the wrong answer. This is because the algorithm itself is flawed. Maybe you used less than when you meant less than or equal to, or your loop runs one too many times. Third, runtime errors. The program starts running, but then crashes during execution. A classic example is dividing by zero, or trying to access an index in a list that doesn't exist. Examiners absolutely love testing these three error types. Learn them cold. Standard algorithms. You need to know four standard algorithms in detail: bubble sort and merge sort for sorting, and linear search and binary search for searching. Let's do a quick summary of each. Bubble sort works by repeatedly comparing adjacent elements and swapping them if they're in the wrong order. It's simple but inefficient for large datasets because it requires many passes. Merge sort is a divide and conquer algorithm. It splits the list in half repeatedly until each part has one element, then merges them back together in sorted order. It's much more efficient for large datasets, but uses more memory. Linear search just checks each element one by one from the start until it finds what it's looking for. It works on unsorted data. Binary search is much faster, but requires the data to be sorted first. It works by checking the middle element, then discarding the half that can't contain the target, and repeating. When examiners ask you to evaluate these algorithms, always mention efficiency in terms of the number of comparisons or passes required. Don't just say binary search is faster, say binary search requires fewer comparisons because it halves the search space with each step. Logic gates and truth tables. You need to know three basic logic gates: AND, OR, and NOT. AND gives an output of 1 only when both inputs are 1. OR gives an output of 1 when at least one input is 1. NOT simply inverts the input. 0 becomes 1, 1 becomes 0. For truth tables with up to 3 inputs, you'll have 8 rows because there are 2 to the power of 3 possible combinations. Always start with the inputs in binary counting order: 000, 001, 010, and so on up to 111. Work out any intermediate columns first before calculating the final output. Candidates who try to do it all in one step often make errors. Section 2. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk about how to actually get the marks in the exam. First, always use the programming language subset provided by your exam board. Don't invent your own pseudocode style. Examiners are looking for consistency with the specification, and using the correct syntax for if statements, for loops, and while loops will earn you marks that a made-up style won't. Second, when you're asked to trace an algorithm, show every single step. Don't skip lines. The marks are awarded for each correct variable value, so even if you get the final answer wrong, you can still pick up marks along the way. Third, the most common mistake candidates make with truth tables is getting the number of rows wrong. For 2 inputs, you need 4 rows. For 3 inputs, you need 8 rows. Remember, 2 to the power of the number of inputs. Fourth, when evaluating algorithms, use the word efficiency explicitly. Say things like, bubble sort is less efficient than merge sort because it requires more comparisons in the worst case. Examiners are looking for that kind of precise comparative language. Fifth, don't confuse logic errors with runtime errors. A logic error means the code runs but gives the wrong answer. A runtime error means the code crashes during execution. These are different things, and mixing them up will cost you marks.
Section 3. Quickfire Recall Quiz. Okay, it's time to test yourself. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is decomposition? Decomposition is breaking a complex problem down into smaller, more manageable subproblems. Question 2. What is the difference between a syntax error and a logic error? A syntax error prevents the program from running at all. It's a grammar mistake in the code. A logic error means the program runs but produces the wrong output due to a flaw in the algorithm. Question 3. How many rows does a truth table with 3 inputs have? 8 rows, because 2 to the power of 3 equals 8. Question 4. What is the key advantage of binary search over linear search? Binary search is more efficient because it halves the search space with each comparison, requiring far fewer steps. However, it requires the data to be sorted first. Question 5. Name the 3 constructs used to build any algorithm: sequence, selection, and iteration. Medium pause. Section 4. Summary and sign off. Let's wrap up. The 5 things you absolutely must take away from this episode are: 1. Decomposition means breaking problems into smaller parts. Abstraction means removing unnecessary detail. 2. Algorithms use sequence, selection, and iteration, and you must be able to write them in pseudocode and as flowcharts. 3. Trace tables track variable values step by step. Be systematic and include every variable. 4. Know your three error types: syntax, logic, and runtime. 5. For standard algorithms, always evaluate efficiency using the number of comparisons or passes, not just which one is better. You've got this. Computational thinking is one of those topics that rewards practice, so go and trace some algorithms, build some truth tables, and write some pseudocode. The more you do it, the more natural it becomes. Good luck in your exam, and I'll see you in the next episode.